Hey, welcome back to the Bible. It's your good friend Aaron. Hope everyone is having an amazing day. It's 3:21 in the afternoon on this lovely April 19th, 2024. I hope everyone's having a great day. We're in Leviticus chapter 3. Is that right? Darn it, I just looked at it, but then I didn't like verify it. Hold on a second, y'all. I gotta look it up. Chew the Bible. Okay. Oh no, we're in Leviticus chapter 7. Good thing I looked at that, yeah. Because the last episode, we called it burnt bacon. Leviticus chapter 7. And just a heads up, I am in planning on rebranding, like, or focusing on a whole new, like, version of this podcast. So, just a heads up, if it just abruptly just stops and you don't hear any recordings for a long time, some of y'all are like, he does this already anyway, but for those of y'all that have been listening, these small group of folks that have been old faithfuls, consistently listening to this silly podcast. I'm probably just gonna abruptly stop, or it's not gonna be as frequent, so that I can put more attention into this other brand of me reading the Bible. I'm still kind of like chewing on how that's going to be, but probably, and I'm not going to say the name yet, but what it's going to probably be is it's going to be probably like these more like no more than like 5 minute Bible reflections, where I'll just like read a verse and I'll try to make it a verse that is like in line with. I'm still debating whether or not to just do it right on here. I'm honestly, to keep it simple, I'm probably just gonna end up doing it right on here. I'm still like just kind of brainstorming how I'm gonna do it, but yeah, just know that, just forget everything I said. I got some things that I'm working on in my head of kind of a little bit of rebranding everything that I'm doing with this podcast. So anyway, this is my life in general. Oh man, being an adult is no joke, y'all. As I was talking, I just got another idea. That's one of the hardest challenges of being a creative. It's like you come up with these ideas and then it's like you have to like force yourself to just stick with what you've already created. And then just kind of build on what you've already created within that, yeah, with that foundation. But don't try to, like, start a whole new endeavor. Just, yeah, do a creation within the creation. For you creators, it all makes sense. Oh, man. All right. Sorry, y'all. I am still exhausted, even though I don't know. Maybe I just didn't get enough sleep. I thought I got enough sleep, but apparently I didn't because I'm over here yawning. I'm about to drink some coffee. All right. Oh, yeah. For those of y'all that were wondering, I'm not going to read it exactly, but oh, girl. I thought about reading the message exactly, but oh, girl. And I did not work out. I, you know, in my gut, I already kind of knew it wasn't going to work out, but it was like, let's just see where this goes, you know? Try not to think too much. You know how sometimes, like, when you strike out. Well, it hasn't been that many strikeouts, but sometimes it starts to feel like a lot of strikeouts. And when it comes to this relationship game, and sometimes you just like think like, should I just retire, man? Like, going forward, I am done giving my website out. Well, if I do give it out, I've taken like down my phone number, like my contact information, all my socials. It's like real basic now. It just has like, I don't even know what's on there. I think it's just my audiobooks. Yeah, it's the audiobooks, paperback books, and my blog. I feel like there might be one more thing on my website. I think there's four things. Oh, by Scent Beats. There you go, instrumentals. I might put my podcast back on there. I don't know. Because, yeah, I took Chew the Bible off of there. But honestly, I think I'm going to put this, like, rebranded version up on my website. Once again, I'm not going to say the name of it yet. I got to do a little bit of research to see what, if the domain has been taken, what other social handles have already been created for this idea, and just what's out there, you know, all the IP stuff. Oh, man. So stay tuned on that. When it is up, I'll let y'all know. But yeah, going forward, yeah, I'm done giving out my phone number, y'all. Like, just period. Like, I'm just going to be like, you know what? If you really want to talk to me like that, this is a church I go to. Boom, I'll be there this Sunday. And we can talk afterward, but that's it. I'm kind of hesitant to even do that because it might be a little too cuckoo and stalk me at church and I have to go find another church when I just started going back to that church. Anyway, I'm rambling, y'all. All right, we're in Leviticus chapter 7, KJV. I don't know. Y'all just pray for me because I'm starting to think more and more that maybe I'm just going to be single until Jesus returns, like, for real. Like, I am a weird, I like to use the word weird, I am an odd fella. I am an anomaly. I'm just different. And some, like, when I'm around other people, sometimes I just feel like even more of an oddball. And I don't ever want to be somewhere where I'm made to feel like I have to, like, justify being different, like being an eyeball or being like, yeah, I don't know. Somebody that, like, embraces my different, like, my oddness. There you go. So I kind of had that already. But I probably had that a couple times, but I fumbled it. You get a lot more grace to be odd and creative and quirky when you're teens and 20s. It's like when you hit your 30s, like, and that's the funny thing is, like, people think I'm in my 20s. And then I almost need to, I can't lie though about my age. Yeah, I'm tempted to lie about my age. But it's like when people find out I'm 37 with four kids, they're like, look at me like, what's wrong with this dude? Like, anyway. Leviticus 7 KJV. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. I also need to get off. Sorry. I should not. I'm just going to say the Nordic narcotic. I need to get off the Nordic woman narcotic. Lord help me. Because it's just like, it's almost like it doubly hurts. Because it's like, this should be part of the reparation package. Like, every black man should get at least one easy to get along with white woman. Oh, man, I put a post on Facebook, then I took it down. I was like, when did it become a full-time job to, like, gain the affections of these women? Like, love and affection. It's like you got to work for it. And it shouldn't. You would think that, I don't know. I think my brother and I, we talked about this. Like, women, they just get to just show up, you know? Be themselves, have all their issues and quirks and red flags, blah, blah, blah. But us, we can't have any red flags. We can't have any. We're not allowed to, like, cry or be vulnerable. Or if you do, it's going to come back to bite you. Trust me. They say they want honesty, but they can't handle it. They can't handle it. So, yeah. All right, I'm done. Rant over. Leviticus 7 KJV. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass. Oh, and another thing. Y'all please pray for me. My baby mama's, like, for real, on something right now. So, not told to, like, hey, this whole getting them every other weekend arrangement is just, I tried it out. It's just not working for me. It didn't work for me. And there's a couple other things I can't really share on here. But yeah, basically, she's like, I told her, like, hey, I can see them on, like, a Tuesday or a Sunday for a few hours, meet at, like, a park. Go to, like, a restaurant. I'm tempted to just pop up at her church. But I am not trying to deal with the police no more, man. I ain't trying to get no more restraining orders against me. No more order of protections. They forever be trying to lock up a black man, I promise you. They will find any reason, excuse to lock up a black man. It is throw black man in jail season always. The white man always gets the benefit of the doubt. Us, nope. He's just crazy. He got problems. He need to get his stuff together, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you think I'm really not trying, like, I'm trying. You would think somebody that grew up with no father would like be glad to see a man that is actually trying to be in his kids' lives, even if it's not in the way you wanted to. It may not look. I'm sorry, y'all. I just need a lot of prayer, for real. This is one of the few places I feel like I can just vent and, yeah. Leviticus KJV. It's crazy. I saw a license plate yesterday. No lie. It said 666 KJV. That's creepy. Likewise, this is the law of a trespass offering. It is most holy in the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering. And the blood thereof shall he sprinkle round about upon the altar, and he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the rump. I love that word, rump. That sounds really good right now. A good rump roast. Like in a stew with some carrots. And some potatoes. Or some cabbage. Or some mashed potatoes. Some green beans. And some cornbread. You want some cornbread? Oh, man. I'm about to be a passport, bro, for real, y'all. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, I want to know if you want to come back with Aaron to America. No, the key is not bringing them here to America. Gotta go to a whole nother country. Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Oh, man. Those of y'all that know, you know that song by Aura. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm getting totally distracted today. I am struggling. All right. Where was I? Rump. And the fat that that song is the passport, bro, anthem. All right, Lord, help me to focus. All right, the rump and the fat that cover the inwards or the innards, the gizzards and the chitlins. And the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul that is above the liver with the kidneys, it shall be take away. And the priest shall burn them up upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. It is most holy, as the sin offering is. So is the trespass offering. There is one law for them, the priest that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered, and all the meat offering that is baked in the oven, and all that is dressed in the frying pan and in the pan shall be the priest that offereth it. And every meat offering mingled with oil and dry shall all the sons of Aaron have, one as much as another. Hey, Aaron, the peace offerings, man, this is long. It's weird. I'm just gonna keep going. The peace offerings, and this is the law of the sacrifice. Normally, I'm like in the mood to do this. It's just today, it just got so much on my mind, and I need to eat some breakfast. I need to eat some oatmeal. At least I went to the store yesterday, got some groceries, I got some applesauce, and some more chicken thighs. Some more seasonings for my chicken thighs, some tortillas. Oh yeah, I got some like turkey breakfast sausage I'm gonna make. And I actually broke down and got some cheese, even though I know good and well I don't need to be eating no cheese. I got some cheese to, I think like Monterey Jack or something like that, to put on my, make some breakfast, a breakfast burrito. Got some, I forgot to buy avocados. Oh no. Got some Gatorade. Oh. All right, let's go. And this is the law of the sacrifice and peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers, not to be confused with vanilla wafers, anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil and fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. For thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offereth his sacrifice. And on the tomorrow, also the remainder of it shall be eaten. I feel like I'm reading like my son Matthew. Sometimes he would read like that. Kind of fast and low and like a robot. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offereth his sacrifice. And on the tomorrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day. Why on the third day? It shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. Woo! Could you imagine living back then? I feel like I would have just been struck dead so many times. Oh, man. Or just whatever these. Yeah. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. In the morning when I wake up, under the blood. How does this, I wear it on me so like makeup. Under the blood. Under the blood. Is that Jamaicans? I wonder if anybody made a song out of it. I'm sure somebody has turned that into a song. I gotta find it. I'm sure somebody has made like a song out of that TikTok. I actually deleted pretty much all my TikTok accounts. And it felt good. It felt good. One of these days I'll have the strength to delete my Facebook too, my Instagram. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Ouch. Honestly, nowadays, being cut off wouldn't be that bad of a thing. I've been cut off before. And I'm like, you did me a favor. You just showed me how toxic of a relationship we would have had if it kept going. Because what I did in the relationship, I don't feel like it was cut offable. Or what it merited being cut off. And honestly, I wouldn't say I've cut off some people. I guess, yeah, I have ghosted some folks. And sometimes it's just easier to just like walk out the room. Like, I was just having a conversation on this last date. I was like, I personally feel, because she was a slow texter, even though I really wanted to call BS on it. Because I'm like, if you really like somebody, you will be like, you know, it'd be like, hey, so great to hear from you. They will, you know, they will love or like your stuff, your message. They'll be like, sorry, I'm busy, but, or I'm not gonna, you know, but I will get back to you later on this evening when I get off work. Boom. That's like somebody that really is into you like that, that doesn't like, that likes you, and doesn't want to lose you, like risk even like losing you in their life, like that doesn't treat you as common. Not Common Sense the rapper, but you know what I mean. Somebody really values you, they'll do that. But if you don't, you treat them as common, then you won't do that. So anyway, I was telling her that, I was like, hey, I was saying like, hey, back in the day, people didn't have this level of access to one another like we do now. Like if you wanted to message somebody, you had to write them a letter with some old feather ink pens and stuff. Yeah, ink was hard to come by, and you had to be very selective with your words. And then you had to like take that letter and either tie it up to a pigeon and hope it arrived, or at the destination you intended it to go to. Could you imagine sending a letter to a pigeon and it goes to the wrong house? You meant to send it to to one young lady, but it ends up going to another young lady, and she like, hey, hold on a second, I thought. Or, you meant to send it to your lady, your wife, and then it goes to your mama. Oh, man, it's nothing like sending a text to somebody like your mama that was meant for your other little mama. Anyway, I was just telling her, like, it used to take forever to send messages to people. But now, there's this expectation that when somebody texts you that you're supposed to like respond like that day. Anyway, where is I going with all that? Yeah, I'm just, I'm learning to be content in my little bubble over here. Bubble boy. Only person I really talk to right now is my big brother. And my counselor at church. And occasionally my mom. And my grandma, who I need to call this week. I'll probably call her next week. That's it. And then yeah, there's this other guy I met through Reboo. I'm not gonna say his name, but yeah, we talk occasionally, especially now that he goes to my church. Oh, and my kids when they respond to my texts. All right, verse 21. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing as the uncleanness of men, or any unclean beast, or any abominable unclean thing, and eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which pertain unto the Lord, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Ouch. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Speak, Lord, saying, speak to me. Ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat, and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts may be used in any other use. But ye shall in no wise eat of it, for whosoever eateth the fat of the beast of which men offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, ye shall eat. This is why people, like, they struggle to read the Old Testament, because it was pretty cold-blooded. Pretty black and white. Not a whole lot of gray area. I don't see, like, any gray grace. Much gray grace going on over here. Not gray goose. Gray grace. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be a fowl or a beast, any of your dwellings, in any of your dwellings. Whensoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Cut it. Verse 28. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his peace offerings unto the Lord shall bring his oblation unto the Lord of the sacrifice of his peace offerings. His own hand shall bring the offerings the Lord made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall be he bring that the breast may be wave for wave offering before the Lord. I mean, I'm so childish. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall... the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. Everybody knows the thighs are better than the breast. More tender and flavorful. Tender love. Love so tender. Holding me close to you. Baby, I surrender. On the tender love you're giving to me. Lord, I see what you out here doing for others. Lord, you gave my grandpa Thelma. And even though Thelma Elizabeth person wasn't perfect, she was a great woman, man. They had a good solid 30-something years, man. His first wife was a pain and thorn in his side, but you gave him a second wife, and they had three beautiful children. I don't know if I need any more kids, Lord, but I see what you out here doing for others, man. HBO, man, HBO. Verse 30, his own hands shall bring the offerings of the Lord made by fire, the fat with the breast. It shall he bring that the breast may be wave for a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. And the right shoulder shall he give unto the priest for an heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood of the peace offerings, and the fat shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breast and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of their peace offerings, have given them unto Aaron the priest and unto his sons by statute forever. Forever? Ever, ever? Ever, ever? From among the children of Israel. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and on the anointing of his sons out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them by statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meat offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecrations, and of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which the Lord commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations unto the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. To be continued. Dun dun dun.